This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Yesterday, several thousand demonstrators took part in a march in Qatar to show solidarity with the families of the North Carolina victims, Deah Barakat, his wife, Yusor Abu Saleh, and her 19-year-old sister, Razan Abu Saleh. Also this weekend, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, comprised of 57 Muslim countries, said the murders reflected rising anti-Muslim sentiments and Islamophobic acts in the United States. For more on the international response to the murders, we're joined by Yusuf Taha, Arab Affairs Analyst for the BBC. Thank you very much for being here.
My pleasure.
So who organized yesterday's march in Qatar?
It's been organized by universities, by students, by various figures in Qatar. But the most important point about these demos is that it's not very often that we hear about demonstrations in the Qatari capital, Doha. And therefore, this has extra significance, if you like, because it's not very common, and also because of the event happening thousands of miles away, which seems to have compelled these people and these students in Qatar to organize this demo to express their condemnation and indignation at this act.
Can you describe a little bit about what the scene was like? You said this was a rare event and there were thousands of people there. What were they saying? What were they chanting?
There are two things, two strands to the kind of reaction you get in the Middle East across the board, really. And the two things, people have been quite upset that the killings in North Carolina have not been condemned as terrorist attack. That's the first issue. And the second issue, a lot of people have been very frustrated that this attack in North Carolina has not been equated with that on the French newspaper Charlie Hebdo. So a lot of questions have been raised, and repeatedly so. Why is the West not calling this attack in North Carolina on the three students a terrorist attack and condemning it as such?
Early on in the investigation, the suggestion was made that this triple homicide was related to an ongoing dispute over parking. The police say there is evidence to suggest that as a possible motive. They've also said that they're investigating whether this shooting was motivated by hate, and the FBI has launched a parallel inquiry into the matter as well. Is the investigation process in this case part of the conversation in the Islamic world?
Yes, I have seen that. However, the popular reaction has been relatively dismissive of that strand to the investigation in the U.S. Now, the North Carolina police said it was a quarrel over a parking lot, and it happened several times. However, how people in the Middle East perceive this attack as, here's some man declaring himself to be an atheist, calling for equality for atheists, attacking three Muslims who clearly are Muslim because of the way the two women dressed, you know, with their headscarves. So people in the Middle East have been wondering if the West has been so quick to condemn the attack on the Charlie Hebdo newspaper in Paris as a terrorist attack, condemning it, organizing that massive march the following weekend, attended by world leaders. So how come this does not happen when the victims are Muslims?
Saudi Arabia also released a statement this weekend. Can you tell us about that?
That's rather interesting, because Saudi Arabia has released a statement condemning the attack, but not on its own, as in the attack on its own, because the Saudi statement carried by the official news agency condemns what happened in Copenhagen at the weekend, along with what happened in North Carolina. You see? So they are not condemning the killings in North Carolina separately, but they seem to have combined the two together. And this somehow seems to go with the Saudi psyche of let's wait and see what the police conclusion will come to, is one side. And also they don't want to upset the U.S., their main ally.
So it's a rather softened response.
Absolutely.
Last week we heard that the Chapel Hill shootings was one of the most talked about events on social media, on Twitter and such. As you say, there have been events over the weekend, including the Copenhagen shootings, which may have tamped down the response internationally to what happened last week here in North Carolina. But are we still seeing this as one of the main topics of conversation internationally?
Yes, we are. There's also another hashtag that came on the back of it, and that is that hashtag says Muslim Lives Matter. And this echoes the frustration of thousands and thousands of people across the Muslim world, not only the Arab world here, but across the Muslim world, that when it is a Western life wasted, the whole world comes to condemn it, take steps to and measures to prevent it from ever happening again, introduces restrictions on Muslim entering certain countries, etc. But the same is not happening when the victims here are Muslims and when the attacker is a non-Muslim. And people have been calling for equality, at least in death, rather than just in life.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.
Yusuf Taha is Arab Affairs Analyst for the BBC. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge.